Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch and on the Odyssey app. You guys can get us there, AUDACY, free in your app store. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Tobin.
Hello,
everything guys. Hello. Everything is good.
You seem a lot warmer than we are.
I'm cold-blooded.
Ah, that would make you catatonic right now.
I don't know. It's a big word for me, dog.
Wait a minute. That's good. It's pretty amazing that all the idiot things you say, that you pulled that out of your butt.
That's a big word for me, dog.
Let's get the mix back, eh? What do you got for us today, Froggy?
I got some more positivity from yesterday's Miami Heat victory.
Yeah.
We got some post-game action following yesterday's victory. We heard from Spo earlier as he described nearly choking a referee. I'm paraphrasing. But we also got a good quote from him in regards to what he feels is Bam's biggest growth. This is Eric Spoelstra.
Well, over the years, I would say the biggest growth is just utilizing his voice now more. You know, he is, as I said, you know, one of those caretakers, you know, of the culture now. And to be able to have that kind of stability, you know, when he's an all-star, an Olympian, and, you know, not playing to how he wants to play, and to still be able to do all of that and still be so consistent with his approach, his attitude, his mentality every day. It's a winning mentality, and so few guys in this league, I think, can do that unless they're really playing well offensively. You know, that's what you love about him so much, because when we draft him, he was all about winning. And now with all the accolades, all the contracts and everything, he's still about winning.
Yeah, he was awesome yesterday, especially in the fourth quarter. He started off the game once again, just like missing the craziest shot. I'm like, how is he missing these? I don't understand. But he had some really clutch buckets in the fourth quarter. He had this awesome play, a steal and outlet pass to Terry Rozier. So he was good yesterday.
2-0 since he said that we could potentially have a breakthrough game tomorrow. Breakthrough happening?
Well, listen. It does
help that you're playing two teams in your division.
No, when they said that, they
I don't mean the in your division. I mean in your division as far as record-wise.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Like two middle of the pack, teams, right?
Yeah, it's not the most vaunted road trip of all time, for sure.
They play the Lakers to
Portland on tomorrow, then the Clippers, and then the Lakers.
Okay, so they'll be in LA for like three straight days.
Yes. Which, I mean,
if it didn't get moved.
Right. But tomorrow night they take on that rat bastard Joe Cronin. Which the last time they played, he beat them by 60.
That'd be nice.
And it wasn't enough for you.
It was not enough. You'll never be forgiven, Joe Cronin.
It's pretty good.
By the way, Bradley Beal, 25 points off the bench last night.
He's done that twice.
He has. Your bullying tactics won't work, sons.
I love the way he thinks he can just, whoever he needs to talk to, just yell. Hey, be- Lynn!
They definitely heard him.
Well, I'd like to also, Kevin Durant just tweeted yesterday, vibes, sons. I'm like, vibes? Vibes. You're bullying one of your teammates.
Is he the quietest superstar?
That- Not with his thumbs.
Oh, no.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
There's a baby in the studio.
Huh?
A baby?
Is it yours?
No. No, thank God. Mine's in the car.
Who brought a baby?
I don't know, actually. I don't know whose baby it is. I don't know if this is the cleaning crew's baby or if this is potentially Miho's baby. There's a 2-year-old, potentially.
Oh. All right.
Oh, so they would be the
same. Is it a girl?
It is a girl.
It's probably a Miho.
So they would be the same size. So she could grab his hand and walk Leroy. Him to the bathroom.
Minus 1%.
Minus 1%.
That is wrong. And you tried doing it yesterday also. Minus 1% again.
No. Oh, wait. Hold on. You want to know who got so offended? Right? I said, hey, Jennifer, you and me are the same height. I am taller than him.
You've already gone through this, okay? I am taller than you.
Okay, but you want to talk about, like, you got offended.
Good. The lava are going to need that height.
5'10".
Hey, they asked, so they're putting two, they put, so Marcos, they, so they put together two teams, because I see the guys over there on the other side talking about putting a team together.
Wait, hold on. Yeah, question. Are you going to be here? What's going on? I heard rumors that you weren't going to be here. You little liar.
So the exact date of the Lava's next tournament, unfortunately, I'm going to be in Baltimore. But you know the Heat. They lie. So maybe they'll push the game back. You never know.
If I'm one person, I'm not signing up for the Lava. That's old Gabby.
So let me get this straight.
He's all in.
Yeah.
You're pulling a Jimmy Butler and you're refusing to play for the Lava?
It's not that I'm refusing to play. It's just I have other obligations. I'm pulling an Aaron Rodgers, and instead of going to training camp, I'm with wherever the hell
this
he
isn't
was.
Training camp, though. This is the game.
Well, have you seen how we play, dude? Is it not always training camp?
Wow. Woo.
Not good.
What else you got in this bag?
Jaime Jaquez, someone who's been balling, who could benefit from a couple lessons from your boy in the Lava. Although he did say following yesterday's victory, he is sleeping much better than he was previously after missing those two free throws against the Jazz just a few games ago.
It's great, man. I haven't been sleeping really well on those two free throws. It's been keeping me up. So I think tonight I'm going to get a good night's rest knowing that we sealed this victory off those two free throws. Get my redemption back and then, just try to continue this streak that we got going and keep expanding.
I'm not going to lie. I said bad words.
In other words, so he got chicken for everybody in the stadium.
2 games ago he did, yeah. The Kings game. I think they won I think they do free pizza. I don't think they do chicken.
Free pizza? That's more expensive.
Mm. Yeah, I think they do free pizza.
Has anybody ever eaten? Side note.
What happened?
I think we have. I'm not sure if this is really breaking news because we kind of knew, but I saw on the ESPN just now that Carson Beck is officially committed to the University of Miami.
Wow.
Yeah. I heard this 2 days ago.
Yeah, I think we all kind of knew, but it's official.
No. But here's the deal.
Uh-oh.
And you and I have sources. Here's the deal. I have
Jay Crawford.
No, valid. I have good sources.
Yeah.
But because of the sources, I can't ever say nothing.
You can tell me, dude. I know. You could have just told me on the
but
side.
You said something about it already.
No, I know, but you could have told me a couple days ago.
All right.
We were talking about Carson Beck last yesterday. You're like, elbows surgery.
You won.
Didn't care to mention, but he's going to be a Cane. You're holding out on me.
Leroy. I wasn't.
Especially, listen, his exit, especially when that other guy went out there and started slinging it.
Well, shout out to whichever Cavender he's with.
Oh, is it? That's what he's with, a Cavender toy?
Leroy.
Exactly. Big voice.
How could you not tell us? You guys got time for one more?
Always.
Deion Sanders.
Coach Prime.
Coach Prime has some very successful children which could find themselves playing on Sundays. People have wondered, will this lead to a prime time coaching position in the NFL? Deion responds with the only way that that would happen is if he had an opportunity to coach both of his sons in the NFL.
I'm seeing from the beginning of coaching my babies to the last walk in the end. You know how painful that is, man, to see that this is it. This may be it. And let me say this before y'all jump to it, because I know y'all going to jump to it. The only way I would consider continuing is that I'm coaching my sons, plural, not singularly, plural. Or I wouldn't even think about it, because I love Colorado. I love everything I do. And everybody, well, what would you do? Well, I have to think about it if I get to coach both of them.
Right.
You know, I'm not following them, and it couldn't be like that unless I'm there prior.
Right.
But if I'm there prior, how can that happen? So right. It could really never happen. Right. But you got to think about it logically as a father. Shoot.
Yeah, to coach your boys.
I've always. That's all I know.
I got to tell you, for as much flack as people have given Deion, that's the wrong dude, right? Wrong dude. What has he done? What has he done to hurt any of football? You know, nothing. Nothing at all. Wouldn't even be talking about Colorado if it wasn't for what happened these last couple of years.
Sounds to me like the door is open for him to come to the NFL.
Did you just hear that? Like, I love the way somebody would have
said it. It sounds like to me, dude. God. It does not sound like that window is
closed. Wait. He said the only way he would even consider it is if he could coach both his boys.
Hmm.
Then he followed it up by saying, but in order for that to happen, I would have to be there first. So it probably won't happen.
That's his
exact words. And you probably still just, like, it doesn't matter whether the person says it, somebody else says it. You just going to go off with your own story.
Squeaky wheel.
Oh, man.
What?
I just love the way you make a comment as if you did not just hear what this man
said. I did just hear. You know what I heard?
What'd you hear?
The door just opened.
Didn't open, though.
Kind of.
He said, I would have to be there first, and I'm not leaving Colorado.
Hmm. No. He didn't say I'm not leaving.
He said, I love Colorado. I love
Colorado. He said, I love Colorado. He didn't say leave.
Wait. What part of I would have to be there first, and that probably wouldn't happen?
Probably.
Oh. Dude, you know what you remind me of?
What's that, dude?
Dumb and Dumber when she says one in a million. So you say there's a chance.
Exactly,
there's a chance.
How do you have a family? Did you just wear D down?
What do you mean?
Did you just wear her down?
I'm very charming. I don't know what, you know, like.
You just wore it down.
It really was. He hypnotized her.
It was molten lava cake. That's usually what gets it done.
Oh man!
I like how you hear it, and you're like, "No chance." And like, at first, he said no chance because didn't they get like the number one commit? But to me, it sounded like he was trying to leverage both of his sons getting drafted high to one team.
No,
smart move, great dad.
Who's dumb and who's dumber out of Tobin and Marcos?
Count your days, Stefanski.
Which one licks the pole? That's me.
No. Here's how you know who's dumb and who's dumber.
Yeah.
Which person's riding in the front of that little bitty mini bike?
Mm.
That's dumb. Dumber is holding on to your friend riding down the highway with the snot bubbles.
You know I love me a good cuddle.
Totally redeem yourself.
Can I just say this? Like, there's a lot of things that people could do and either not look manly or sexy. Yeah. I have sworn that a woman cannot be sexy eating a chicken wing. Mm. Can't do it. There's a level of just, you got to go at that thing, right?
That's why I walked away when I ate that chicken wing yesterday. I couldn't face you.
And then the other thing is you can't look masculine riding on the back of your friend's Vespa. Hmm. You can't.
So who do you think is most nervous, Stefanski, Daboll, or Callahan?
Well, they already said they're keeping Daboll, so it has to be between the other two.
Said Schmid. Whatever, you can get Coach Prime. See ya, Daboll.
Ooh.
Deuces.
So it's between Stefanski and who, Callahan?
Yeah.
I think they keep Callahan because that team was in disarray to start.
But he did give the googly. See, Deion did give the googly eyes when they fired the GM. Things that make you go,
You need about a 1 month cleansing from Twitter because it's too much.
Why?
You read into everything. But then here's the funny thing about our guy. When he gets attacked for putting something out there and trolling people,
he mad.
He always says, "What's the big deal? What's the big deal?" Right? But he makes a big deal literally about everybody else's tweets.
I just heard the door open. That's just me. I mean, if you want to say that the door is closed, that's fine. You know, we can leave the buffs in the hands of Warren Sapp.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I got the word.
What's that?
He did not have Tommy John surgery.
Oh, okay, cool.
And the recovery time is 5 to 7 months.
So he did get Tommy John surgery?
He didn't. He had surgery on his UCL, but not he didn't Tommy have John. The Tommy John surgery.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Carson Beck, welcome to the U.
The old Johnny Tom surgery.
Take a break. Back after this.